For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. Billings City Council won't be considering a welcoming diversity ordinance LGBTQ community members have pushed for. A 7-4 vote on Monday means the ordinance will not be on the agenda in August. The ordinance would have extended legal protections to LGBTQ people and other minorities. Police officers waved metal detectors as over 100 people entered the single entry point at City Hall as part of heightened security measures for Monday's City Council meeting. People from Billings and Laurel gave public comments on the proposed welcoming diversity ordinance for 2 hours. Public opinion split almost perfectly down the middle. Supporters shared stories about discrimination they've faced personally or against their family members and said an ordinance would benefit Billings financially and culturally.
I'm a student at Skyview High School, and I'm here today to show my support for the welcoming diversity ordinance and the positive effects it will have on the Billings community.
LGBTQ discrimination exists all over the United States, and in Montana is no exception.
The WDO is too important for Billings not to continue the discussion.
Opponents said they feared an ordinance would be used against those who do not support LGBTQ people due to their religious beliefs. They also said they believe LGBTQ people already have legal protections.
There's a lot of pain that's being talked about up here, and I'm sorry that that happens in our community. But there's another side to this, where people of faith are being persecuted.
This ordinance would be a disaster for business owners.
To compromise the very religious beliefs that inspire their lives.
The proposed Billings ordinance would have prohibited discrimination in housing, jobs, or public services based on race, religion, sex, age, marital status, disability, sexual orientation, and gender identity.
So just a reminder, the motion is to put this on the August 24th agenda.
Before the vote, Mayor Bill Cole expressed his opposition to the ordinance, saying it wouldn't fix the problem of discrimination and the council needs to focus on the upcoming public safety mill levy.
All who are in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And those who are opposed, say nay.
No. Nay.
Councilwoman Penny Ronning, who introduced the draft, said she disagreed with her fellow council members' reasoning for not adding the ordinance to the August agenda.
To state that someone can support language in a draft is shocking to me. A draft means it can be changed. That's how democracy works.
Kylie Lammers helped organize support for the ordinance with the advocacy group 406 Pride and said after the vote,
"Tonight, people did not separate church and state like they should. They voted based on their religious beliefs and based on whether they think it's okay to be an LGBTQ person versus whether, as city council members, they need to protect everyone of their constituents equally."
Monday's 7-4 vote against discussing an ordinance implies Billings is further away from passing an NDO than it was in 2014, when council members voted against adopting a similar ordinance by a vote of 6-5. The content of the welcoming diversity ordinance also resembles the non-discrimination ordinance City Council canceled plans to introduce in October. When asked what the LGBTQ community of Billings plans to do in light of the vote, Judy Hanrahan with 406 Pride said,
"I'm going to start forwarding them the emails that we get from people that are interested in our community but want to know if we have an NDO."
Missoula, Helena, Butte, Bozeman, and Whitefish all have non-discrimination ordinances. Helena, Bozeman, and Whitefish adopted their ordinances unanimously. The Montana Constitution protects people from discrimination based on race, sex, social background, and political or religious ideas. A bill to change the Constitution to include LGBTQ people failed last legislative session. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl.